Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts to develop my own system that has produced what many would call medical miracles for hundreds of people. Discover how you can protect your energy when working with others as a healer or coach with safe healing at scientifichealer.com. January is the month of new starts and looking forward to starting the year right. Today, I invited a good friend, Gwen Leppard, to be my guest host, and I'd like to turn the floor over to her. Welcome, Gwen.
Hi, Anastasia. You know, I'm super happy to be here, and I'm honored that you asked me to be your guest host. I've been using your tools for quite a while. I've known you for quite a while, and love getting the word out about what it is that you do. So why don't we tell listeners a little bit about your background? We met in the middle of 2013, and that was right after you started healing full-time. But it's not the first time that you started doing it. When did you first start?
Well, that's actually a complicated question, but to make it really, really simple, I got really sick when I was in my early 40s, a little more than 20 years ago, and I discovered that when I put my hands on either myself or on other people, that a lot of heat flowed through them and they started to shift and change. And I became a Reiki master at that time. And a lot of people start that way. They start with Reiki. And I discovered for me that process was a little bit too diffuse and a little undirected. Other people may do it differently than I did, but that's not how I learned and that's not how I taught. So I started that long ago, and since then I've studied many, many, many modalities and find them all to be very similar and all to be steeped in actual physical something or other. There are a lot of healers that have been tested with instruments, and I've actually done some of my own quote-unquote research in that. So it's been a while, and I've studied so many different things, including nutrition and allergy and exercise and physiology and biochemistry and all of that. So it's a long story.
Yes, it sounds like more of a story than just we have time for today.
Yes, exactly.
And would love to hear more and continue sharing with the listeners as well. And I know that when we met, you were moving into calling yourself a scientific healer.
Yes.
And that's why this is Scientific Healing Radio.
Yes.
And I was really impressed that you had a background in physics and that you done lots of research, written a lot of papers, and so I bet, like me, there are many listeners that are curious about how you went from being a full-blown physicist, so you're totally in the left-brained world of logic and analysis and all of that, and were able to move into the right-brained world of intuition, healing, being creative, and studying all these different modalities. And how did you bridge that gap? How did you do that?
Well, what's interesting is that when I first started in science, that was back when I was an undergraduate, I was completely fascinated by how you could tell so much about the vibrations, meaning how the atoms move together within their matrix or within their lattice. And you could just shine either a laser light or infrared light into into a material and it would reveal its secrets. And some days I would even go in the laboratory and say, what secrets do you have to tell me today? And somehow it would just tell me by, you know, the experimentation and listening to my intuition. So contrary to what a lot of people think, science is actually intuitive and creative. It's like looking at a canvas where you have two or three strokes on it, and you start to fill in with a picture. And later on, a new stroke might come in and you go, oh, I have to shift the picture a little bit. And when I started doing the healing work, I thought, well, there must be some sort of energy that's being transmitted from one person to another, or through one person to another, or by one person to another. I wasn't quite sure what the way was, but I started thinking about all the different ways that waves interact with matter, and I started researching it and discovering that most of this healing work, which people have called spiritual, is actually scientific. And so as I started adding more and more protocols that were more in the science realm, like thinking about filters and thinking about how different colors of energy and so on, I discovered that the healing protocols got a lot more powerful. And the more I...
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah. And the more I thought about, you know, the different organs in the body and how they functioned, then it got more specific and also got more powerful. For example, I developed something called an energetic stem cell therapy, which helps reverse tumor growth and actually makes tumors shrink. So that's how I bridged it from one to the other. And it was just a slow process.
Okay. But the basics would be like your curiosity and your ability to research paired with the intuition that you were actually using as a scientist.
Yes, you said it perfectly and much more eloquently than I did.
Well, it took you saying what you did for me to be able to get that out of that. And I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are interested in this energetic stem cell therapy that you've developed, as well as, and it sounds like, is there anything else that you can tell me about how your old research, how you bring that into your healing work?
Well, I started looking at exactly what we're made out of. We're actually made out of not matter, but energy. And Einstein is the one that said E equals MC squared, which is something that if you've ever watched even Twilight Zone, you would see flying across the screen. And what that equation means is that matter is equivalent to energy, and C is a constant. So it's the speed of light. So energy and matter are equivalent. And the reason why he came up with that was during atomic or radiation or radioactive decay, he noticed that when the decay, the pieces, the atoms would fall apart, there would be some mass missing, and the mass was equivalent to the energy that was released. So then he started thinking. He was a very intuitive thinker. He would start thinking about that and said, well, then energy must be equivalent to matter. And it has been proven through the last 120 years of research, since the whole idea of quantum came up, that energy is indeed equivalent to matter. And not only that, but you can take vibrations and make different forms and shapes just by changing what you call the harmonics. And in music, harmonics is just going up octaves. So each octave is a harmonic equivalent to the previous octave. And so by understanding harmonics, like everything vibrates in harmonics, the earth, the sun, and our bodies. So all of our cells are based on these waves and things. And so when I started thinking about that, then I thought, well, you could change your physical reality by putting in different energy. And you could put in different energy by focusing it. And because our minds are so powerful and that we're such powerful beings, you know, we have so many trillions of cells in our body and we're such powerful beings, that we can actually create a different reality. And it sounds a little woo-woo, but actually it works. I was in a hospital with somebody who was plugged into a bunch of machines, and I started working on them, and all the dials shifted. Then I'd stop, and they'd shift back, and then I'd start, and they'd shift it. And I said, oh, I'm doing something here. So, and it was profound what was happening. And people have had their blood pressure changed, their blood sugar changed, their, you know, things that are like measurable almost immediately while I'm working on them. So I know that things are happening just by those kinds of creations, those kinds of realities in terms of energy.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic that you were able to see that what you're doing actually created a result. I'm certain that that gave you immense confidence in what you're doing and helped you go forward even more strongly with what you started with.
Yeah, confidence, for me, confidence always came with, like when I first started in research, I was given a blank check and said, build a lab. And I'm going, who am I to build a lab? So then I stopped thinking about the who am I part, and I just built it. And then I said, And who am I to create a research program? And then I stopped thinking about the who am I and built it and was on the map in less than 6 months. And then I became
real quick, that is like some of the best advice I've ever heard. The who am I, you forget about the who am I and do it.
Exactly.
And I apologize for interrupting you, but that is just such a beautiful nugget. I just wanted to really bring that out.
Thank you.
You were on the map?
Yes, yeah. I was on the map in 6 months, and people are going, where did this lab come from? And I just said, well, it's just like any business that you get started. Science is a business. So what you do is you create something, and then you put the word out, and then people start finding you. Just today I got a message from somebody who said they wanted help from me. So I don't do any advertising anymore. It's usually word of mouth or they find me on the internet. So then the last thing was, who am I to do this amazing healing? I had this guy who was in a coma and the doctor said he wasn't going to wake up. And I thought, who am I to do this? And then I stopped thinking about the who am I. And I said, you know, okay, God, we're doing this. And I just started doing what I knew what to do, as if I knew what to do, and he woke up. So it's the stop thinking about the who am I and actually just get in and do it, just like you said.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What can we do? I mean, as individuals, what do you do to be, and actually what do you do to maintain, you know, you're putting out a lot of energy.
Yes.
What do you do to maintain yourself and
well, every
other people that.
So every day, whatever it is you do, it's the message that you give yourself. So when I get up in the morning, the first thing I think about is something really positive. Like this morning I got up and I looked in the mirror and I go, oh, I look pretty good today. Because, you know, I'm 64 and I look in the mirror and I go, damn, I look pretty good today. I am really appreciative that I'm here and I feel this good and I look this good. Because I know a lot of 64-year-olds that look old, so I'm happy that I don't. And then, so that puts me in a good mood. Then the next thing I do is I go through a little energetic routine. So this morning, since it's raining so hard, I'm planning on walking a little later, but I cut cords to clean off the energy from the night. And I took a few deep breaths, and I did some yoga this morning, and I ate, of course, I had my healthy shake for breakfast, and I took a salt shower to clean off all my grungy energy, and now I'm ready to get the day going. And so I'll be working all the way until about 7 p.m. tonight. I've already written a blog post and, you know, edited a radio show and all of that. So, you know, I've already gotten quite a bit done in just this little bit of time, because it's about, it's a little after 11 now. So, you know, each day when you come up with a routine where you're first paying attention to you and saying, I am worth the effort that I'm putting into this, then it gives your body the signal, oh, you want to live, you want to be healthy, you want to look good. And so then the rest of the day gets created with that in mind. And people think,
that's fantastic.
Right? And people think that these are just little tiny things, that it's just, oh, well, cutting cords, oh, poo. And I say, well, when's the last time you did it? Oh, 2 weeks ago. And I go, well, yeah, but you have to do it several times a day. It's just like you have to drink water several times a day. You have to eat several times a day. If you have a garden, you have to weed it several times a week and water it. I mean, it's an ongoing process. It's just what I call energetic hygiene. You have to brush your teeth every day. You have to comb your hair every day. So you have to also take care of your energy hygiene. And that's the only time it works. It won't work if you do it once every 2 or 3 weeks. It's like dieting one day out of a month and expecting you to be at your ideal weight.
So every day we need to do something to maintain our energy health and our energy and our health.
Right. And
every single day.
Right. And really what it is, it's the process of putting the thought on it. The thought on it. Right?
Right.
Because a lot of times you go, well, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. Like you can be driving and cutting cords, or you can get up and do some breathing and yoga and cut cords. I mean, you can walk and cut cords. You can do your shopping and cut cords. It's not like it's taking any time out of your day. It's the thought of going, I need to take care of myself. Let me cut some cords. And that's the place.
I'm curious. Do most people know what cutting cords is or how to do it?
Well, I do have a little video on my YouTube channel, and you can find it by going to scientifichealer.com and scrolling down a little bit, and there's a big giant button about 2 inches by 2 inches that'll take you directly to my YouTube channel, and there is a little video. But basically, you just take your hand and make it into like you were going to do a karate chop, and you just chop downwards 3 times and say to yourself, like, whatever it is that you want to cut cords. Like if you're having a bad thought, like you're angry about something, you just say, I'm cutting the cords to the anger. And you just chop down 3 times. You can also reach back and pull them forward and chop them off 3 times and drop them away from you. And these are energetic connections to thoughts, to people, to emotions, to anything, any idea that is bogging you down. And I have some people that do it and they say they feel 10 pounds lighter. And one of my friends said, yeah, I have a lot of energy fertilizer left over.
I like that.
So
I'm curious. You know, you've talked about how it's something you can do while you're doing other things. What about, because one of the things that I do is I have your audios.
Yes.
And I listen to them as I'm falling asleep, and so most of the time I'm asleep. And I listen to them when I'm awake too. But what about that? I mean, what kind of benefits can you get from listening to the audios while sleeping?
Well, your subconscious, so the conscious mind doesn't need to be involved in listening to any of the audios. The subconscious mind is the one that hears it. And when I whatever it is I'm saying, because I chose my words very carefully and I chose the instructions very carefully in the audios to speak to your subconscious mind. And a lot of people say, well, I can't follow what you're saying. I said, just listen to it as if you're listening to a song. It's just like music and you'll hear the words. So this is really important. It's subliminal, really. And when you're driving by and you see a billboard and you don't really register it, it still goes into your subconscious. So it's the,
right.
It's the same thing. So this is supplanting all of the subconscious supposed garbage that you're seeing all the time, which is pushing fear into your body. Get this or you won't be thin. Get that or you'll lose your money. Or get that or you won't make money. You know, kind of fear thing. And this is replacing it with positive, upbeat, and clearing out all that garbage out of your system. So it's speaking to the subconscious, and you can be asleep because your subconscious hears even while you're asleep. And a lot of hypnosis tapes will put you quote-unquote under. So it's okay. And when you're falling asleep is the best time, because that's when you're most open to positive and upbeat suggestions. That's why it's okay. And you don't really need to follow it. Like, you don't need to make your body do it. Because if I tell you to pull yourself into 18 inches around your body, which means pulling in your energy field, which is normally extended to 36 inches. When I tell people, pull yourself into 18 inches, and I say, are your arms tingling? And they go, yeah, how did you know? And that's because you pulled your...
And my arms are tingling right now.
Yeah, and that's because you pulled your energy body in without thinking about it, right? It just does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
That's got to be great news for those that are just too busy to do anything.
Exactly. It's just don't drive while you're listening to it, because it will put you to sleep.
Right.
Okay, right. So it's time for a break. I want to remind all our listeners, you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and today my guest host is Gwen Leppard. When we return after the break, we'll dive deeper into scientific healing and how it can work for you. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Choplis, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years. While others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for opening up your intuition and inner guidance system. Go to scientifichealer.com to download tips on how to protect your energy when working with others. Before the break, we were talking with my guest host, Gwen Leppard, about energy hygiene and how it helps so many people. I'm sure this is something that you might, or... I'm sure you're wondering whether this is something you should even think about or consider. Let's continue this conversation. Welcome back, Gwen.
Well, thank you, Anastasia. I'm curious the results that people have going through your program. I mean, what's the usual complaint? You know, what do they come to you for, and what do they walk away with?
Well, some of them, so let's get really specific. One of the people that was in the class that you went through came to me, and she says, I was in a program 8 months ago, and I have not been myself. I have no energy. I have no drive. I have no more ambition. I'm tired all the time. I get up in the morning, and I look in the mirror, and I go, ugh, what am I going to do? So I reached out to her and she decided to go ahead and participate. And after 4 weeks, this was unsolicited. And I actually recorded the conversation because it was on one of the calls. And she said, I finally feel like myself. I got my mojo back. I'm cheerful again. I have energy. I feel really great. My health has improved. So in that case, it was just a simple, something had happened energetically. She's in her mid-50s. Something had happened energetically, and she got thrown off track, off center, and this just returned her to herself. Other complaints that people have, and the most common, is I'm really, really, really tired. And I seem to get a lot of people with adrenal fatigue, adrenal failure, and thyroid fatigue and thyroid failure. And somebody says, well, maybe that's because that's one of your issues that you're attracting people. But if you look in the United States of America, you find that 2/3 of the people are in that particular situation. And many of them are even children. And when you think about, right, when you think about what I just said, is that we are bombarded with thousands of messages each day by advertisers. And the way most advertisers work is they appeal to your fear. And not only that, but we have a lot of noise. So we have horns honking and cars going by. So we're in constant wariness mode, which then gets our adrenals going. So both the fear advertising and the fear newspapers and the fear billboards, and everywhere you go, it's fear, fear, fear. Get this, get that, or you're going to lose out. So there's it's no wonder our adrenals are burned out. And children, imagine, they're bullied in school. They are expected to perform at a high level. Many of the children are now suffering from forms of autism because of, there are various reasons, including food supply. I don't think that immunizations play as much of a role as in food supply and toxic environment. So there are so many things going on that the children are even overstressed. So, I remember when I was a kid, we could go out and play on the street and not be afraid for our life. We're not be afraid of being kidnapped, not being afraid of being raped or molested. It just wasn't in there. And in fact, TV commercials were things like, advertising for toothpaste and hot dogs. Right. So it was a different era. And now we have to do a lot more filtering because we're bombarded with so much more. And that's why I think that's the reason why we have this adrenal problem. And people say, well, what's the solution? Well, I turned off my cable. I don't get a newspaper. I don't read the internet news. And when I walk and even see a headline, I cut cords to it because I just say I just don't want that energy in my being because I'm very, very sensitive. So there are a lot of people, many more people are sensitive. One of my friends says she helps awake and aware children deal with their parents who aren't. And she says more and more children are being born awakened, meaning they're sensitive to their environment. So that's another thing that's happening. I know my grandson was born that way. And I'm not sure about my other grandson who was just born last month. But, so we are in a really desperate situation. And that's what people are coming to me for and getting relief from. And right. And it's less common to have cancer clients. I do have some. They are getting the help they need. But it's more common to have fatigue. And then the fatigue leads to other more serious diseases. So if you're tired, the thing to do is to start taking care of it now before it gets to a point where you really have to work hard to stay alive.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to go back just for a moment because the class that you were talking about that I was in the woman that had those results, I had very similar results. where I had no energy, and truly, I mean, just the fact that I reached out and said, I want this class, I almost immediately started getting better. And I was in pretty dire straits myself. So I know that that work, even just working in a group, has been really helpful. And I know that people take classes and then they, you know, maybe they don't make progress. So what are some of the biggest obstacles that you run across with people not making progress in their life?
Well, the main thing is, in terms of energetically, is that it, mm-hmm. help is not for people who need it. It's for those that want it. And I've known that for a very long time. I was in some self-help groups back in the early 90s. And I've been in some of them are 12-step groups. And a lot of times you'd sit there and you go, people here are the ones that have fallen flat on their faces. And they look up and they go, well, I can only go up from here. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to become myself again. And that's a little bit of a mistaken concept, because you won't become whatever you were before, because you're new every day. But you will become something more than you are at the moment. And we would sit there and say, yeah, we have an open door, and people don't pop their head in and say, hey, what do you guys have to offer? It's the ones that are flat on their face on the floor looking up and going, I want something different than this. And it's the ones that want it, because there are a lot of people that need it. There's a lot of people that are flat on their face on the floor. And those are the people I'm not talking to. I invite them into my world. And so that's one main obstacle. The other main obstacle is that people don't have enough self-esteem or feelings of self-worth to put the effort in for themselves. So they go to the doctor, and the doctor gives them a bottle of pills, and a lot of times they don't even finish the bottle of pills. Let's say it's a course of antibiotics to get rid of an infection. They don't even finish the pill, so they expect the doctor or the healer, me, to do all the work. And all of it is a co-creation. And I don't even take on cancer clients unless they answer this particular question. What are you doing right now to tell yourself that you want to be alive? And it's not just enough to pray, right? It's really right. Not. And if they tell me I am, you know, going to an acupuncturist, I've changed my diet, I've, you know, I'm getting more sleep, I'm taking time off for myself, those are the clients I'll take on. If they just say, oh, I'm just going to the doctor and doing what he says, and my friend told me I should call you, and I don't even know why I'm talking to you, and I'll just tell them, I'll just tell them that, get their affairs in order. It's kind of cold, but as much as I want them to be well, and it's my true desire to get everybody well who wants to be well, it's if you don't put the work in, and it's not really work. If you don't put that kind of emotional investment into wanting to be well and willing to say, okay, I don't have the self-esteem that I need right now, but I really want to get well, then I'll do whatever you say. So I have all of my clients, I have a lot of VIP private clients who say that to me, I'll do whatever you say. So I'll say, okay, make out a list of all the foods or the supplements you're taking. And if they won't even do that, then, you know, or I'll send them to a different practitioner, you know, go to this doctor or go to that practitioner and come back to me when you're done. And some of them do and some of them don't. So I don't even pretend to think that I can solve everything, but I know how to solve everything. I send them to places. Like I send them to different doctors, practitioners, healers, it doesn't matter, and get their blood tests or get their, you know, whatever medications they need. And I never interfere with that, but I do send them to places when I think they need it. Because my desire is that they get well.
Absolutely. And they have to have the same desire.
They do.
Yeah. You just mentioned that you worked with people on VIP, and I've experienced you in events and in your group program. What other kind of programs do you have? Can you elaborate on the programs that you have?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for asking. So that I work with people in two ways. One of them is I work with people who really want to get well, who have that desire and are willing to take the steps to do it. And then the other one is I work with people who want to help others get well, and including themselves or their family, and they are more of a, I'm really curious, I want to do it myself. And I say that every single person walking on this planet has the ability to do that. It's just simply learning how. It's just like we all have the ability to ride a bicycle barring, you know, some sort of paralysis or missing limb, but in general, everybody who is capable of reading or riding a bicycle and so on, it's just basically you have to learn how. And we were given all the equipment when we were born. We have this blueprint. We're given all the equipment. So what I do is I teach people how to do that. And I call that course the Science of Healing. So you'll learn the basic science principles behind the healing. And in my opinion, because it has helped me and it has helped other people who have learned it and become full-time healers, and even healers who've been in practice for a long time, to be able to expand what they can do, the science of healing has helped them expand their abilities, because now they have something to imagine or something to grasp onto, rather than in Reiki I was taught, just send the healing energy there, it will know what to do. And my luck with that hasn't been that great, but once I focused in on what the energy was supposed to be doing and asking for help on getting that done, then it actually worked a lot better and a lot faster. I've had tumors disappear overnight on people. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, that was amazing. Every time I think about, holy cow, this has actually worked. This worked. Like, I'll get a call from the person. Yeah, I don't have to have surgery. My tumor's gone. And I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
Because, like I said,
and everybody has. Yeah, and you said everybody has the ability to do that, and you teach it through the Science of Healing course.
Right, and it's just like the cutting cords. Everybody can cut cords. If there's nothing else that you learn, just cutting the cord to whatever is sinking your energy, whatever it is, whatever is drawing your energy down emotionally, mentally, physically, other people, financially, you're upset because you don't have enough money in your bank account, just cut the cord to that. Because by being upset over that, that doesn't help you. You know, it's not going to help you earn more money.
Yeah, and about that, shortly after we finished the course, I was able to, I received by referral a brand new high-paying client.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited to hear that.
And I know that there are more clients for me as well.
Yes,
so,
there are.
So thank you so much.
They're waiting for you to find them.
I'm right here. You can find me. No.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that, you know, their energy works in a lot of mysterious ways. One of my latest blog posts that'll be coming up this week, and also my next radio show coming up this week. This is a pre-recorded show, so it'll appear the following week. But the radio show from last week is about clearing clutter out. And I never really paid attention to it because I have what my daughter calls over-focused ADD. I don't really understand it, but all I know is that if I'm reading something, it takes about 10 people calling my name for me to look up finally. So I don't notice my environment, but it still works on you. So I've had over the last year slowly putting my house in order and getting rid of stuff I don't need anymore. And then all of a sudden, new people show up, new clients show up, new ideas show up. And I had this random call to have a piece of desert property that my dad gave me in 1974 and has never really been worth much. Somebody just offered me a lot of money for it. And it's in escrow right now, so I don't, you know, I'm not going to be doing cartwheels until the money's in the bank, but it's an interesting something. It was like magic. So there's like lots of energy flow around you, and you know, everybody can clean clutter up. Everybody, right, and a lot of us need help with that because. You know, declutter will ask you, do you love it? Is it in good condition? Do you really need it? Do you use it all the time? Or when's the last time you looked at it? And then if you haven't looked at it in 2 years or worn it in 2 years, it's time to let somebody else enjoy it. And that's not easy.
Those are great pieces. It can be a challenge. And then there are times when it's just easy to let go. And I did want to get back to the programs because it's fascinating, the kind of results you can get. So that's the Science of Healing. What are the other programs?
Yeah, so the Science of Healing is a brief program. It's about two to two and a half months. The next one's going to be offered live starting next month. Then I have this particular class that you went in. I'm going to rename it Energize because you get more clarity, healthier, and more energy. And this one is going to be offered on an ongoing basis. And it's 3 months. 3 months, 90 days is how long it takes for your body to develop new habits. And then beyond that, for people who want to dive deeper into more healing, I'm going to produce a residency program that'll start in the middle of the year for people to come in and practice on one another, have me help them do more healing, help them get healthier so they'll get healed and they'll learn how to heal themselves and take care of themselves. So this is the core of it. So basically, it's two types of people. People who want healing. And a lot of my private clients go on to maintenance, which means that they meet with me a half an hour a month for a nominal amount, and they stay healthy. I have people who have been working with me now for 3 years like that, and whatever problems they came to with me in the beginning, they don't have anymore. This completely disappeared. And then I have the group programs, and the group programs I will have every other week a live session for people to ask questions and to get customized healings. And then there's the recorded programs that go along with it. So that's basically it. Those that want healing, so it's a group and individual program, and those that want to heal, it's a group programs. And some people want also individual help with that. And so that's
right,
basically...
Your VIP, your VIP. So there's a lot of ways that you can help people.
I do.
And I know you've said,
I have free audios. A lot of people have gotten a lot of benefit from them. There's some free audios on my website. And then there are also some audios for clearing pain, distress, relationships. You know, there's a whole series of little things, and I'm developing those all the time. I know that weight loss is a big one. Weight loss is a big one. And I haven't fully developed it, but I'm going to do a series on that. But, yeah.
I bet people I'm certain it will work. All the, you know, the audios that I've been using have been very effective. So let's get that done, especially since it's January.
Yes.
I know a lot of people would like to be listening to that now while they're falling asleep because their lives are so busy.
Yeah, the eye healing has been really popular, and my husband...
It's so helpful.
Yeah, my husband Noel was taking two different drops for his glaucoma, and the last time he went to the doctor, the younger doctor asked the older doctor if it could be possible that his eyes could have gotten that much better. He's reduced the number of drops and That's his last medicine. He was on 9 medications before, and now that's all he's taking anymore. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, well, it benefits to live around me.
I know that. And I also know that, that we've talked about a lot of things, and I know people are going to want to discover more. So you've set up a special page.
Yes.
People can find out more, be on a webinar, experience you directly, more than just
yeah, so going
voice.
So going to scientific... To listen to this, you can go to scientifichealingradio.com/energize. And to find out more about any of my programs, just go to scientifichealer.com. And there's buttons on the front page. There's menu items. You'll just look around. And, of course, you can also contact me at 312-4036. And that's also on my website. So when you go onto my website, you'll find the phone number or just hit the contact and send me a note. And I always answer everything. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I definitely want more people to know about you. And it's really amazing that you actually have a phone number where people can call you, because there's so many people that that are doing healing work that are not willing to put themselves out there in that way. So thank you for making yourself as available as you do.
Oh, you're most welcome. So thank you so much, Gwen, for participating in this, and I so appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guest host, Gwen Leppard. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free tips for protecting your energy while you're healing or working with your clients. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.